Welcome to Shaped by Scripture, a series designed to help you plant God's Word deep in your heart so it can transform your life. Every episode, we'll walk with you through God's Word, guiding you to memorize, understand, and apply Scripture in a way that strengthens your faith and shapes your daily walk with Christ. Here, we believe that when God's Word takes root in your heart, it changes everything from the way you think, to the way you live, to the way you love others. So take a deep breath, open your heart, and let's journey together as we are shaped by Scripture. Theological Insight, January 7th, 2026. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Matthew 6:21. At its core, Matthew 6:21 offers a profound theological truth. The orientation of the heart is revealed by the location of one's treasure. Scripture consistently teaches that the heart is the center of human life, not only our emotions, but also our thoughts, desires, and decisions. In biblical theology, the heart is where worship begins. What we treasure most is what we worship, because our heart always follows what we value. The doctrine that emerges here is one of worship and idolatry. Jesus is not merely giving advice about how to manage money. He is addressing what rules the human soul. If earthly treasures hold our devotion, they function as idols that compete with God's rightful place. Conversely, if heavenly treasure, God's kingdom, His righteousness, and His eternal promises are our focus, then our heart is aligned with God. In this way, Matthew 6:21 reminds us that discipleship is not just about outward behavior, but about inward allegiance. This verse also carries implications for the doctrine of sanctification, the process of becoming more like Christ. As believers grow in faith, the Spirit reorients our desires. Treasures shift from temporal to eternal, from selfish gain to God's glory. This transformation reflects the truth that salvation is not simply about being forgiven, but about being reshaped in what we love. Furthermore, Matthew 6:21 points toward eschatology, the study of end times. If our treasure is in heaven, we live with anticipation of what is to come, eternal life in the presence of God. This future hope anchors our present choices. Jesus is teaching that the kingdom of God, though already present in His ministry, will one day be fully realized. Storing up heavenly treasures is therefore an act of faith, believing that God's kingdom is ultimate and eternal. In summary, Matthew 6:21 teaches that treasure and heart cannot be separated. What we love most directs how we live. To treasure heaven is to treasure God, and to treasure God is to give Him our whole heart. Reflection questions. 1. Why is the connection between treasure and heart so central to the doctrine of worship? 2. How does this verse help you understand the difference between temporary idols and eternal treasures? 3. In what ways does treasuring heavenly things shape your growth in Christ and your hope for eternity? Memorization reminder: keep pressing forward as you commit Matthew 6:21 to memory. Challenge yourself today by writing the verse without looking or reciting it aloud from memory.